We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, back over here at Fenway Park. It is the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fun Radio Telethon presented by the Arpella Insurance Foundation. And joining us live right now is one of our favorite guests, Chris Sales. Good to see you, Chris.
Good to be here.
Everything good? All right. We got to get right to it, right off the, off the bat. So you go, you pitch great after you go on the DL for 10 days, and then you go back on the DL. Are you concerned about this? What should be the level of concern out there?
I'm concerned we're here for the Jimmy Fund and we're talking about me.
We will talk about
I'm fine. I'm fine. Don't worry about me. I'll be back out there soon enough. You know, just kind of some stuff we gotta take care of right now, and we're on staying on top of it, and we'll be back out.
So you don't consider this a scary situation for you?
No, not for me personally. I know from the outside looking in, maybe some questions, but you know, sitting where I'm at, we're doing all right.
My guess is that's not a fun conversation for Alex or Dana to have with you, because my guess is that you probably want to pitch, but you kind of understand where you are.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, obviously. When you're a pitcher that's not pitching, you know, I bring one thing to the table and I'm not bringing it. So, you know, there's problems in that. But at the same time, you got to take care of yourself and take care of your team. And you don't want to compound issues at this point where we're at. So, luckily, we're able to take some time to handle this.
I was saying the biggest concern is bouncing back. You know, I mean, you guys, listen, your eyes are on October. And they want to ride you. I mean, you know what I mean? You want to be available. Make sure they know when you are available. Bounce back. Is that what you're trying to take care of now so you can bounce back?
No doubt. I mean, like you said, you get to the playoffs and it's, you know, the chains are off.
All hell breaks loose.
You got to pitch 3 days in a row. You got to pitch back-to-back days, two innings, this, out of the bullpen, start this game, bullpen that game. It's all on the table, and you got to be prepared for that. And I think up to this point in the season, we've done a really good job. You know, I say we, you know, obviously – you know, Dana and our training staff and AC have done a really good job of taking care of guys and putting guys in positions to succeed and also taking care of guys when they need a day here and there.
So you're like, in my opinion, like the rare case of an actual, you know, baseball player with a football player mentality, right?
What are you going to rip on? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it wasn't an insult. Complimenting Chris Sale.
I do this every day. Football, baseball.
But it seems like, you would be, and I mean this with the most respect possible, okay? Like you could possibly be like a trainer's nightmare, right? Because you don't, it's so hard to, you know, it's almost like you can't protect yourself because you just want to get out there and play. You're ignoring the pain. You don't want to let your teammates down, and they got to protect you from themselves. Like, how difficult is that for you and the trainers to kind of manage that relationship?
It's tough because I respect where they are and what they do. They're the best in the world at what they do. We have an unbelievable training staff, but this will never be fast enough for me. If this was over tomorrow, it's too long. And they know what they're talking about. I'm too antsy to get back out there. You know, like I said, they know what's going on, and I'm just like, I just want to pitch, make this feel better. I want to go. And like, well, it's not that easy. So, but like I said, I've got good guys in my corner. I trust their opinion. I trust what they do, and they've done it for a long time at a very high level.
You must have been going crazy with the first DL, and yet you came out and you looked like your normal self. Matter of fact, that was as good a start as you probably had all year long.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's just one of those things, and didn't quite bounce back like we wanted to. So,
when you do come back, or actually not even maybe when you just come back off an injury, but just big game, big moments like what we're hoping to see, you know, in September and October. Is there a different level of, I guess, intensity in your head that you have to consciously, like, try to slow down so you do stay in line and you're not overly amped so the ball's not going all over the place?
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain level of staying within yourself. You know, you hear that a lot in sports is, you know, you see a guy take a big swing or a guy try to throw, you know, overthrow, kind of gets all over the place. So you you got to try to find a place where you're where you can max out but stay within yourself and do yourself good and not, you know, kind of hurt yourself in those situations.
Do you know if, like, the plan now is to be a little bit more cautious, is to take even more time than the first time?
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of the first overall thing that was said, was like, okay, well, we did this over a X amount of day period. Maybe we need more time than these X amount of days. You know, we're, like I said, we're in the middle of it. We're confident with where we're at. And like I said, I have full faith and trust in the guys that I'm working with, our training staff. I mean, they've been on top of it. I've seen what they've done to other guys on this team, guys in years past. And I like where I'm at.
So you downplayed this thing when it first happened, you know, because I know you're kind of pissed, the fact that you even went on. And then, so a lot of people said, well, I'm not going to feel better until I do see this guy again. And like Glenn said, I mean, geez, 12 strikeouts, 15 hitters, 98, and everyone's like, okay. Did you need to see that, or were you just confident that it was just there? And you know, did you need to take them out against Baltimore and just have that same feel again? Was there any concern with you?
No, I knew leading up to that start, I felt really good.
Could have told me. I could have put you in DraftKings.
That's all you, man.
Punch outs. That's huge, man.
But hey, you know, things like that. This is sports. This is, you know, the human body. You never know what you're going to get on a given day. I mean, shoot, talk to my dad. He wakes up on a given day and he's like, I don't even know. I didn't do anything. I don't know why this hurts. You know, and you just take it in stride and deal with it as it comes. And like I said, I'm doing everything I can to get back up there as soon as I can.
I've seen a lot of Red Sox teams over the year. I don't think I've ever seen, matter of fact, I never have, a team 50 games over 500. How good is this team?
Really good. I think since spring training, I mean, since the start of spring training, you could see it. I think the overall transformation of the feel of this team and the everyday just showing up to the ballpark ready to win, staying loose, I think, is another key part of that. And just having fun. I think if you watch us on a nightly basis, we have fun.
Yeah.
And you see guys out there just competing and putting it all on the field and having a good time doing it.
You know, I don't think losing's never, like, any fun. But under the circumstances, based on how badly and how well you guys have been playing, just killing everybody, just running through every series you guys have, Cleveland comes in, they take two from you. Is that like a pleasant, you know, wake up call for the team? Not necessarily, okay, how to deal with losing, but listen, when it gets for real in October, this is the type of team we're going to have to play, and you're going to need a little bit extra. Cause I also feel like, hey, you guys are the benchmark now. So Cleveland, they're saying, listen, if we want to be one of the best, we got to beat the best. So everybody is giving you their best shot, especially a team like Cleveland that is going to be in the mix.
No doubt. I think we have a target on our back because of where we are, you know, and I think, like you said, I mean, when teams come play us, we're seeing their best. Just like when JD Martinez steps in the box, the guy that throws 92 is now throwing 94, breaking off their nasty slider. You know, guys are bringing their best to us, and, you know, that just goes to show, I mean, we got a good squad, and we know that, you know, people are taking us seriously, and it's go time. You know, I know the last couple of days haven't gone the way we want, and this is Boston, so we're the worst team in the league now. So
yeah, it's losing streak.
Yeah, but, you know, from where we are, you know, as a team, there's no panic, and I think that's the overall consensus that has changed, is we're not worried about the bad days. We focus on what we need to do. We focus on the next task at hand, and yesterday's yesterday, today is today, and we'll worry about tomorrow when we get there.
You know, David Price said something the other day I thought was interesting. He said, I tried to make adjustments before the league forced me to make them. And now he's kind of gone back to doing some things. And I know you don't shake off pitchers, but do people pay attention to tendencies? Like, you're getting locked in some red, you know, 80-70% sliders, 0-1. Like, do you pay attention to that stuff? Or do you rely on the catchers to kind of keep it informed as far as not falling into being predictable on the mound as far as the hitter goes?
Yeah, I don't want to know, because let's say I throw 80% 0-1 sliders and Sandy calls an 0-1 slider, and I know that. I'm sitting here thinking, okay, this guy knows it's coming. I always do this. I'm either going to throw a waste pitch or I'm going to throw a pitch without conviction. You know, I don't want to know if this guy's hitting 480 on fastballs in, you know, over the last 10 games, because if I throw a fastball in, I don't want to be afraid to throw it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really worry about all that. Plus, go stand in that box. It's tough. I mean, you could tell me what's coming, and I would get a hit probably one out of 50 times, maybe.
Yeah, trust me. I know, especially you guys now, man. When I was playing, the average fastball, I think, was 90. Now I feel like everyone's throwing 96, so I don't know how the hell anyone's doing it.
It's tough, you know, and even if a hitter tells himself, okay, he's throwing a slider right here, there's still probably a little bit of doubt somewhere. So I try not to worry about that stuff and just go compete.
Last one for me here before – I know we're going to talk about the Jimmy Fund here, but this year it seems like, you know, that you're feeling a little something. They're going to slow you down a little bit, even though maybe you could pitch through it. Have you pitched through it the last – a few years, like late in the year, because, you know, people talk about September numbers for you and, you know, not as dominant as maybe you are in early years. In years past, have you tried to pitch through it? Is that the reason why there's some struggles? And this year you're trying to learn from that?
No. That would be an excuse. Mm-hmm. I don't – maybe I have fallen off at the end of the year, but it's not because of what's going on right now. This isn't, you know, an every year thing. You know, even in years past, there's no pain, there's no hurt. You just sometimes you're just tired. You know, mm-hmm. you get built up, and you know, I threw a lot last year.
Yeah,
threw a lot of pitches, a lot of innings, and got to that time and just tried to kind of keep doing the same things. And I think looking at the recent years and what we've done this year to try to protect that and get through that has been great. And I think, you know, this is just something that happened. This is just kind of one of those things that, as an athlete that plays a sport that throws overhand, you're going to run into this stuff. Just like, you know, runners are going to have tight hammies, just like basketball guys are going to get sore knees. You know, just kind of one of the things that happens.
Chris Saylor is joining us here on the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, WEEI and NESN combined efforts. That was a cool thing last night. The pregame ceremonies and then the kids out there on the field with the players. The patients were in here during the course of the day. Some of them were a little bit tired, yet, man, they perked up when they got out there in the field. That was pretty cool.
No, I mean, I dare you to go out on on the field and at Fenway Park and not feel that. We want these kids to know that they're special. We want them to be able to feel that and have a good time. And you know, these kids are going through a lot, and I think we all know that. And any time that you can get them to step away from the pain or from the reality of something, or just going out and having a good time. I mean, sports in general, that's what it's here for. I know we get frustrated a lot when our team doesn't win or we have a guy that doesn't do well, but you know, this is a release for people to kind of escape reality and enjoy something and come together and watch it. And that's what we want to do for these kids, and it's important because, you know, obviously they're going to be an important roles one day, and we want to get them there.
You know, the other thing is that we had a young girl named Breslin who was on earlier today, and are you going to be out there today? Like when they, how does it work when you're not pitching? Are you out on the field?
She's saying play. She's saying play ball.
She's saying play ball.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she's a little nervous. You know, we had the big fella right here, you know, throw some baseballs. So anyone who gets nervous, we use these baseballs.
So here, so
and
throw
we
one.
We haven't thrown at the big guy right
so,
here.
So Chris, so, with your right arm, throw as hard as you can.
No.
You look nervous when you came
this
in.
Way. Yeah, if you haven't noticed, I've been squeezing this thing the whole time. So
yeah, so just
okay, I tell you what, Chris, throw it at me, and we'll find out how bad that shoulder really
yeah,
is.
Exactly. That's what you could do, right? So no.
If he misses me, we're all in trouble. The shoulder is screwed.
But getting back to just this whole event, you know. Second year now being part of it. I know last year was that eye-opening, and now it's sort of like this is the norm, this is a special event here in Boston?
Yeah, you know, you go through something once, and you obviously realize how special this is and how important it is to everybody here, but there's no cut corners. This is full and through just a great, great thing that's happening. You know, since I've been here in Boston, I've understood what it means, and they do an unbelievably huge amount of charity work. And, you know, obviously the Jimmy Fund and doing this is a great way to raise awareness. Plus, I think, I don't know, did we get to 2 million last
we're
going to
get
to,
yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did
yeah,
last
we,
year.
We oh, got yeah, to four last year.
We have
year.
A long way to go.
As of yesterday, Chris, we went over the 50 million mark for the 17 years that we've been
That's
doing
unbelievable.
This. Isn't it unbelievable?
And it's just, you know, and it's because of you guys. It's because of us. It's because of everybody here raising the awareness and putting this together. This isn't just us showing up and throwing microphones on and talking about it. There's a humongous production that goes on behind the scenes by a lot of people that put in a lot of hard work just to make this happen.
Volunteers out here answering the phones?
No doubt. I mean, look at this right here. We got people watching in and just, you know, just because of this, and it's a beautiful thing.
Hate to tell you, they're here to see Lou. They're here to see Lou.
So Chris, this is actually the one time where we're like allowed to be pushy, right? So you can be pushy. Like we're shaming people into donating money. So can you in your best can you Game of Thrones shame bell? Can you do us a favor and like shame people into giving us money?
That's not my style. You know? I'm not here to force anybody to do anything.
But do the right thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, do the right thing.
It's always.
But don't be greedy. You know?
It's always great when you come and visit us. Even more so with the Jimmy Fund. I want to leave you with one thing. Since you went in the DL, how many people have come up to you and said, "Really, Chris, the answer is you need to put on about 35 or 40 pounds." How many times have you heard that?
I haven't heard that, but we had the picnic in the park where we signed autographs, and I had a couple of people tell me I shouldn't be out there doing this. I need to be icing my arm.
And bring you a cheeseburger.
I did have somebody tell me that they had a great PT. So I will say this. I appreciate the fans because they are worried, and they're very proactive about me trying to get back on the field.
They're passionate here. Yeah. They are passionate.
And that's why we love it.
Good.
And at the end of the day, that's what we feed off in that ballpark right there on the field. So.
All right, get better.
Take
we
your
want
time,
to see you back out there in the mountain. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks,
we
guys.
Really
right,
appreciate,
appreciate
it. Chris Sale, right here on our WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fun Radio Telethon, all presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.